T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ron, the Steelers signed another obscure backup outside linebacker, which was interesting, I guess. Is it interesting? Nah, not really.
It's depth, I guess. They're looking for that. James Vaughters, V-A-U-G-H-T-E-R-S, released by the Falcons in May. Spent last year with Atlanta, played in 10 games, 8 tackles, 1 sack, 4 quarterback hits. Spent 2 seasons with the Bears before then. Career highs like 1.5 sacks. So, and he played in Canada in 17 and 18. Sounds to me like a depth guy to challenge, maybe for, behind. Tuxa is one of the guys. Delonte Scott is another guy. Gerard Avery, maybe one of those guys, a depth guy.
I can't believe we've already taken a call on Matt Canada's play calling. This is amazing.
No, but the guy was praising it instead of ripping it, though.
I know. But we officially have taken our first call in a vanilla preseason
game. We'll take a lot of them before we're done.
On Matt Canada's play calling. That is tremendous. What do you think happens here, Ron? How does this whole thing shake out, quarterback-wise? Who's going to start the next preseason game? And how's the division of labor going to go?
I would think it'll be pretty much maybe this Trubisky to start again, maybe play a little longer this time, and then maybe a Pickett.
Me too.
And I would guess that would be the way it goes. I could see Trubisky playing the first half, and then I don't know that I play him at all in the third one, and I think that will be Pickett's time to shine. And also, what's the other guy's name? Oladukin.
Yeah.
Maybe get him some work in that last game.
And over under on Oladukin snaps this preseason?
Who knows?
1.5?
I think he'll play in the third game. I think he'll get some work.
He'll become a fan favorite over Rudolph then. Do you think Rudolph makes it out of the preseason here? Think he makes it out of this week here?
No. Yes and no. I think he might be around another week or so. I don't think he makes it out of the preseason.
All right. Let's talk about some other people from this game. And you can weigh in as people have on the quarterback situation. 412-928-9370. Ron gave Trubisky a B, I think. Was that right,
yeah,
Ron?
Yeah.
I gave him an A.
I said I wanted to go incomplete and you wouldn't allow it. So.
Can't allow that. No.
He only played 13 snaps.
Yeah. Two series.
Let him do a touchdown on the first one. Not so well on the second one.
Yes, but nothing horrible.
No. Just a punt. You know what Walt Harris always said? There's nothing wrong with a punt sometimes.
Mason gets a C from me, a B minus from you.
Yeah.
And Pickett gets an A minus from me and a B plus from Ron. We seem to agree.
Pretty good even with our grades.
We seem to agree that Pickett has put himself in position for more second team snaps. And we seem to agree, Ron, that he should be the backup when the season opens. Do we agree on that?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, unless Mason is still around, and I don't know that he's going to be, just maybe early on they'll value that experience, but I don't think he's going to be here still.
But what do you think should happen? I think Pickett should be the number two guy.
Well, you got me thinking about the line, how bad they are. You know,
yeah.
Somebody going to get hurt?
What's going on with this offensive line? Huh? James Daniels, the MO on him was good run blocker, struggled in pass block. Right?
Right.
Kendrick Green, if you go back, people who taped the game, watch the second snap. He gets overpowered into the backfield. If he was getting overpowered last year, he's going to be blocking the same guys this year. Why would that change? The tackles, you may think Dan Moore is going to be really good.
I thought he would be a lot better.
Well, he might be.
Yeah.
But all we have on tape with Dan Moore is he allowed 7 sacks last year. So he better be way improved. And then I think we've been watching Chooks. He's not going to be on anybody's all-pro team. Mason Cole was a part-time starter. And who am I?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Missing here.
Daniels.
Nobody.
Daniels.
No, I mentioned him. That is the MO on him is
well,
he can run block
five.
But not pass. Yeah, I think I mentioned everybody.
Yep.
Let's put it this way, Ron. There's major question marks about each of these guys. Daniels is probably the most sort of solidified in his career, and yet he had a rough year pass blocking. You could see it. He got blown past and got his quarterback hit. How many preseason games do you see quarterbacks get hammered the way the Steelers did, especially early?
And again, Pickett on the winning touchdown pass got drilled.
Was that just a personal foul or was there a missed block? I don't know.
Well, he got drilled anyway, and he wasn't holding on to the ball that long.
I'm real curious to see how practice shakes out today. I can tell you that 1:55, they'll be on the field, and we'll see how it goes. Tomlin was fun to watch on the sidelines the other night. He was pumped. And then who was it that ended the game?
Oh, that big hit
with the kill shot
on the
Khalil Davis. Was it him?
I think so. Yeah, he was. I saw the highlight of that. He was beaming over that, Tomlin.
That was great.
That was when they were throwing it all over the field, you know, with one of those fake kickoff returns, right?
Whatever qualifier you want to use, it was the most entertaining preseason game in Steeler history, at least their modern history. I want to hear from people who were there, Ron. Was it a memorable night just to be there because of what happened at the end and how they reacted?
I mean, I guess I'm not the right one to say that because I was writing about the offense and the quarterback, so I didn't even notice much about what the defense was doing or the reactions to it. But, yeah, and people were into it. They wanted to see Pickett win the game, and he did. And he did with a lot of help from Mark Robinson.
How about Mark Robinson with that hit at the end? Good for him. He's got a chance to make the roster.
That's a big play for him.
I've seen projections where he will.
25-25. What are we talking about today?
Probably the quarterbacks and how Pickett was pretty good but took a bad sack, and then the other stuff is all the same, right? The one thing we're not talking about is the dramatic win, the dramatic throw at the end. Run and catch, really, right?
Right.
But by and large, I still think we'd be saying all three quarterbacks played pretty well.
Tyler Vaughns on the winning play.
That was great.
You know
stuff.
Anything about Tyler Vaughns?
No.
I don't either.
Do you know anything about Mark Robinson? He used to be a running back.
He's
had a pretty good camp. He has a chance to make the team. And he's a guy they actually drafted. So he's not like a guy that showed up off the street. I saw Brian Flores had some pretty good comments about him even before the game, that they liked his motor, Ron.
Hey,
they
love his motor. Never
his
stops.
Motor.
I love when the motors never stop.
The motor never stops. Let's talk at the top about Devin Bush and what we saw and didn't see, and does it matter from a game like this? Let's talk about
I noticed Miles Jack on one play. I know that.
Let's talk about it. Coming up, Fan Weather, brought to you by Sun Chevrolet for a great deal on a newer pre-owned vehicle and great service. You'll find it at Sun Chevrolet. Today we'll have scattered showers in the afternoon, high of 75. Tomorrow, rain with afternoon highs in the mid-70s.
Joe, I have a message for the people. I want to talk about Mr. Reuter Plumbing, my favorite Pittsburgh plumbing company. It's been around this market for 20-plus years. You have to be really good at what you do to last doing anything in any market for 20-plus years. Well, Bob Beal has built a plumbing company empire with Mr. Reuter Plumbing that they do everything right. Let me give you an example. Maybe you got up this morning, you had a backed-up sewer. You called 412-ROOTER-2, one of their 50 trucks out on the road every day, came to your house, looked at the problem, gave you a price up front, fixed the problem, no hidden costs, left you behind as a satisfied customer. Or maybe you went into work today and you had a broken pipe. You called 412-ROOTER-2. One of those 50 trucks showed up at your business, looked at the problem, gave you a price up front, fixed the problem, no hidden costs at the end, left you behind as a satisfied customer. That's how you last 20 years in any market doing anything, by treating people right. And that's what Bob Beal, Mr. Rooter Plumbing, insists on. The number again, 412-ROOTER2, Pittsburgh's number one premier full-service plumbing company, Mr. Rooter Plumbing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.